Just about everyone in our campaign focus town of Exeter, New Hampshire, supports the troops, but few Democratic voters support the war those troops are fighting. Many are monitoring their party's attempts to challenge President Bush's strategy in Iraq. The Democrats have tried and failed to legislate a cutoff of funding for the war, and they're expected to try again. The general feeling among Exeter Democrats is that the party should not back down. But New Hampshire Public Radio's John Greenberg found more nuance among the party's base.
Exeter has many churches: Lutheran, Methodist, Fundamentalist Christian, Catholic, and more. If you want to find Democratic voters on a Sunday morning, your best bet is the Unitarian Universalist Church on Elm Street. After the 9 a.m. service, members gather for a coffee hour in a large open room with bare wood floors. This is a group that, with few exceptions, holds a common view on the war. Listen to Marion Mengert, Jeremy James, and Susan Gorman.
I am against our being in Iraq. I've been against our being in Iraq from the beginning.
From the beginning of the war, have been very much against the war.
We should have never started this war in the beginning.
In this setting, it is no surprise to come across people like Pat Yasha, a retired educator who expects Democrats in Washington to dig in their heels and insist on a timetable for withdrawal.
I agree with John Edwards' approach, which is to keep sending the funding bills back and keep sending them back when the president vetoes them, keep sending them back and not approve the funding.
But Yasha's position is not shared across the board. Contrary to the rhetoric of war supporters, Democrats have a variety of opinions on what the U.S. should do next in Iraq. Last week's testimony by top American officials in Iraq had an impact on Sarah James. She says it gave her a different picture of conditions on the ground.
I did appreciate hearing some of the positive things that were happening and some of the areas of stability that I had not heard as much about before. And I came out of the week feeling more positive about our presence there than I went into the week.
I don't think my opinions were changed at all.
That's Sarah's husband, Jeremy. But his desire to see the U.S. leave Iraq does not lead him to a clear view on how that should be done.
It's so complicated, it's really hard to really know an answer, to know what the Congress should be doing. But, you know, what I struggle with is just trying to keep my anger about being in the war, trying to keep that out of the picture and just be more focused on, okay, we're in this horrible situation, how do we fix it?
Members of this congregation see conflicting dimensions of America's role in Iraq. Marion Mengert takes part in a peace vigil every Thursday afternoon at 5 on the steps of the Exeter Town Hall. But even this ardent activist sees some benefit in the presence of American forces.
I don't think we're doing any good there, but I expect if we pull out, things will get worse. I'm more concerned about the Iraqi people suffering right now and the Iraqi people suffering when we pull out.
Democratic activists who call for a quick and total withdrawal of American troops would understand Marion's compassion. They would have a harder time with the views of John Morgenthau, an independent who votes Democratic. Morgenthau, in some measure, accepts the argument that a quick withdrawal would come at the expense of America's honor.
How to extricate yourself with the least amount of shame. How to do that, that's the problem.
So saving face is an important issue.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Liberal groups such as MoveOn.org paint the upcoming Senate debate as a test of Democratic conviction. Clearly, some in this room agree. But more typical is this comment from Marion Mengert, the peace activist.
I feel that the Democrats' hands are tied by Bush's veto.
When asked if she would think less of Democrats if the funding bill that emerges lacks a timetable, Marion said she would not. Senate Democrats are looking at several compromise measures that they hope will attract sufficient Republican support. In the eyes of some Exeter voters, that is simply playing politics. But in this Unitarian church, this fertile field for Democratic votes, there is great ambivalence over what America should do next. If Senate Democrats fail to take a hard line on war funding, it might not be because they aren't listening to the Democratic base. It might be because they are. For NPR News, I'm John Greenberg.
You're listening to NPR News.